I'm Tommy Gimler. Finally back together with the boys, Adam Furberg and Brady Matthews. Guys, you know, I've been gone for about like 6 weeks, maybe like 4 weeks now doing this. And I feel like I haven't missed anything because the sports world has been slower than the kid who bags my groceries at Ralph's. But I missed you guys.
Missed you
and
too.
That's what's made me upset about having to wait this long to get back together with you guys.
Right.
But we're back, baby.
We're back.
We're back.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
Yeah, right. This is maybe it's the third time that it's happened.
Right.
But it's got to be the first time a girl did it, right? Just like in real life, when a girl poops, it's a little differently.
Right. Can I be honest with you? Because I can say this because I know my girlfriend does not listen to this. She left a turd in the toilet the other day.
She didn't flush it?
No, it was stuck to the side of the toilet. And I don't know, maybe she just was,
oh man,
it was middle of the night or something like that. And she is a beautiful angel in my eyes. But right then and there, I'm not kidding you, I dry heaved a little bit. And I was and I was mad at her because I thought maybe that was irresponsible on her part. Because if you leave a turd in the toilet, that basically means you're kind of a fucking cockbag anyways. Right?
So yeah, I've done that before.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes it's not your fault because you hit flush
and
it goes
down
and you're like, hey, I've got to go back and watch Orphan Black. Yeah.
Right. Right. Orphan Black. But the girl was shitting her pants in the octagon. I was like, I would use that. I would have used it. I would have grabbed the poop and I would have smeared it in your fucking face.
Oh, there yeah, the
rules.
Sheboygan mud plow.
Why not?
You really turn around, give her the Sheboygan mud plow, throw her face right in
it. Exactly.
And then, there's no way. She'll tap out.
I feel like this is leading to a factor fudge.
Possibly.
Literally,
I guarantee
fudge.
It.
It's either possibly. Fact or shit in your face.
So, guys, great to be back. We've all been doing like comedy gigs. You're now working on Let's Make a Deal. This is amazing.
Yeah,
let's talk about
it. Yeah. It's been fun. I got that job a couple of weeks ago.
Who's the host of that?
Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been working on that for a couple of weeks.
Actually, I auditioned for that.
Kind of been just like, I've been doing some writing for it because they have to have copy written out. And they have to like interpret what the brands give you because they have vendors for the prizes and all that.
Are you coming up with like really good shit and they're like, they all think about it real quick and then they're like, no, just go back to like the donkey. Just leave the donkey when they don't get it. But you've got like really good like gag prizes and they just overrule you.
That's funny. I don't actually work in the prize department. I do work in the prize department. I work in like the games department. The game writers are the ones that do all that stuff. I basically am just like make sure that the copy's read properly. I assign the prizes to the winners. I let the vendors know when their people get in. I'm just basically doing like three or four things at once while the show's being shot.
Of course.
Yeah. That's cool.
And yeah. Wayne Brady, nice guy.
I haven't met him because I sit in the booth. I don't really work on the set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So do you almost audition for the? Are you audition for it?
Yeah, but they weren't. Let's just say looking at me, if you will.
They were looking for their.
Yeah,
Wayne
they were
Brady.
Looking for Wayne Brady, who does improv and stand up and can sing and fucking probably juggle with his penis. Who knows?
You know what?
Multi talented.
Is
that
couple,
one of your segments?
A couple
on?
Times this season. Yeah, right. He's juggled with his big dick. It's been pretty good.
Outstanding. Well, guys, let's jump into the hot mess, shall we?
Sure.
Yes.
I want to talk more about this chick shitting her pants in the UFC. So, yep. in case you missed it, in case you have no idea what you're what we're talking about, odds are, did you know the name Justine Kish?
I do
before
now.
This. Right, so it's like, but going into this, so, you probably best recognize her from the phrase, who in the hell is Justine Kish? But now you're always going to remember her as the woman who shit her pants while she was getting choked out during UFC Fight Night Sunday in Oklahoma City. And I couldn't think of a finer city to shit in the octagon than Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
If
go
anything,
ahead.
Being inside of Oklahoma makes people shit their
but
pants.
How do you, how do you have, like, you're getting choked out, and how do you just shit? How do you shit? Like I've been in a ton of fights. I've never shit my pants.
Yes, but have you been choked out in Oklahoma City?
So no, I've been choked out in Canada.
You're already choking on the air that's in Oklahoma because they frack the place. You know, there's a lot of poison flowing around
fracking.
The air. Exactly. You frack, and then suddenly you get two hands around your neck and you frack your pants. It's very simple.
It's all fracked up.
Yeah, exactly.
The I just think if you look at like the shit to it, it's obviously it was probably loaded like that. That's a poop that came from like a lot of supplements, perhaps like some Diet Mountain Dew and Fritos mixed together.
Right,
just something like that she loaded up on.
When I was bad Chipotle
when I was when I used to model in Chicago. That's
ooh,
right. Yeah, I used modeling days.
Uh-huh.
I was on an all protein diet and I was eating tuna out of the camp for just one day straight.
Your mercury
like,
levels are through
goes,
the roof.
Through the roof. I'm laying in bed, and I'm just laying in bed, and it's hot. It's like a muggy Monday night. And I'm like, ooh. In the middle of the night, I shit my pants. Shit, like coming out, like someone was in me pushing it out. I had no control over it. It was just too much of whatever they put in tuna. That's my story.
So you can only take in, what is it, like 30 grams of protein in one sitting? Is that what it is? And so, then, like, in one meal, you can only take in 30, and you were taking in, like, 300
copious
in the
amounts.
Day. Yeah,
yeah, copious
you just
amounts.
Turn into the chocolate fountain from Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
I was dedicated. I wanted to be an Abercrombie. That's what it takes.
That's what it takes. They don't show you that part in the catalog.
Did I get it? You bet I didn't.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Sacrifice for personal gain.
You bet.
However, you were definitely a party favor for weeks to come after that. As you're glowing in the dark. Glowing in the dark as you were walking through town.
But now UFC has a hot new t-shirt. I just kished myself. So that's a real hot seller on UFCshop.com.
Did you make that up?
I've just right now.
That's fucking great.
Thank you very much.
You can get that on the Upper Decker, UpperDeck.com.
DailyUpperDecker.com. Yeah, you can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at DailyUpperDeck. Guys, there are two more things I want to talk about. This number one, I think for the first time we can officially say that someone gave 110%.
Okay.
I'm never a fan of saying that someone gave any more than 100% because I thought it was humanly impossible to do. But I think that this qualifies, that she gave everything she had, including like loss of control of her bowels.
Let's just say she left it all out there.
Yeah, right. She did. Yeah.
I mean, what else would we miss? Someone needed to puke, and then it was a trifecta.
Right, exactly.
Right?
I'm surprised
blood,
that
shit,
like
puke.
I had to give it up to the person. Was it what kind of a choke was it? Was it a choke from behind? How did she have
exactly?
Her
yeah.
So this person allowed another person to literally shit on her vagina, and she still hung on to the hold. Yeah. That's a professional. We give credit for Kish, but whoever held on to the rope, that's a real winner right there.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I don't think if I'm the next card fighting. I would want a different venue. Yeah. I swear to God, I would throw a fucking fit.
Yeah,
I would not do it. I would
that
not
wasn't
have
in
it.
The contract to let feces make it to the match.
I'd be like, oh, my next? There's shit on the fucking octagon. Well, Dan, because you're the guy's probably name is Dan.
Dan,
right.
Dave,
so fuck
Dan,
that. New venue.
So that dude. That actually happened. I'm so glad you brought that up. So a dude got like fucking pushed to the ground, like right where she had smeared her shit
all over the document.
So like later on, the guy actually got like taken down right there.
I know we've had the lava game come back recently. That's like real hot lava on the mat. Yeah, it's gross.
Well, and in her defense, the other thing I wanted to say about it is that, this is something where you could easily jump off of the 15th floor out into oncoming traffic in today's day and age, but she was such a champion. This is what she tweeted out afterwards. She goes, I'm a warrior and I will never quit. Hashtag shit happens. Ha ha. Be back soon. So
well,
the fact
important.
That she can already like leave it behind her, pun intended.
This is where a good manager comes in because suddenly she's got deals on the table for Depends.
Yes,
she's
adult
got deals
diapers.
On the table for Pepto Bismol.
Right,
Pepcid AC and Pepto Bismol can get into a bidding war.
Uh-huh.
You've got X-Lax, like if you got to get rid of it before the match, and then you've got whatever it is that
Fritos and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to get it out? Exactly. Do you have junk food? And then there's got to be one that like solidifies your stool. So you've got the guys that force it out.
Cheese.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. And suddenly you're in a Got Milk commercial. It's perfect. Yeah.
That's thing. If she's got a great agent, like you just have to, take advantage of that. Find an adult diaper company.
Listen, if that manager's name is somehow something Berg, then she's screwed already. So hire me. I'm your man.
I love it. Yeah. So like we were saying, we're going to move on here in a hot mess. Like we were saying, the sports world's been so slow. I almost wanted to talk about Ichiro. Getting his major league leading 12th pinch hit today in a 6-3 Marlins win over the Mets.
Yeah, no, he's
42.
He's pushing 60. He's got gray hair.
In his 40s. And I bet you there's still a demand to see his cock over in Japan. There was. when he first like broke out with the Mariners, there was like a big time demand, like huge money on the table if anybody could snap a picture of Ichiro's dick.
It's impossible. He's too fast.
Yes, he is.
How the hell?
Well, I would say my buddy and I were talking about this. Like, someone in the locker room should have just snapped like a picture of Mark McLemore's cock and like sent it over. Have him wearing like an Ichiro jersey and then send over that.
Yeah, he's talented, picture. Even from the waist down.
So it pains me to do it, but here's the look from Gary Payton. We're watching the Big Three basketball live. That look right there, just
turning. That's what I love is that he's not even wearing the team colors. That's the best part about this league.
You know, I bet you though, like in how long is this? How long is the Big Three supposed to go? Big Three basketball, Ice Cube.
It. Yeah, he's got his head up and kind of tilted to the side. Yeah,
is it supposed to go like a month or something, or like 2 months? What is it?
I think it's just a month. You buy one ticket, you can get you go to four games, and if you're from ages like 12 to 16, you get in for free.
Of course, Michael Rappaport is the sideline.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because his career is fucking really taking off.
Although, if you've never seen Michael Rappaport's rant about LeVar Ball, ahead and check it out.
I have.
It is fucking unbelievable.
His rant about the Knicks trying to trade Porzingis was pretty funny, too.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like we're going to get more out of the Big Three basketball than what we got out of like the NBA postseason.
You know what? I mean,
it wasn't a postseason. It was a joke.
I'm only watching this because I like Allen Iverson. I want to see Allen Iverson play, and I guess he played pretty good. But also, you can shoot four-pointers in this shit.
From like what, half court?
Half court is a
four-pointer?
Four-pointer.
Wow. So it's like somewhere across between NBA basketball and MTV Rock and Jack.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and NBA Jam. except without the big time dunks
or the ball that like burns the net. Yeah,
right. You know what I wish? I wish they came up with this like 10 years ago so Jordan could play.
Right.
Oh man,
that would be in fucking incredible.
He didn't try.
That would actually be good.
Pushing what 60?
Yeah,
he could still probably.
I mean,
do something.
Seeing Bird and Jordan, those guys go out there and play. You know what? I'd still watch them now. Probably.
Yeah.
Bird, Johnson, and Jordan against like anybody. That would be so much fun to watch. That's a four-pointer. Boom.
Wow. And then they even have the Mario sounds. I wonder who's going to get sued for that.
Look at Ice Cube. Finally,
Ice Cube was like, finally a four-pointer.
Finally, he's like, I'm a CEO of something.
Yeah. The return on his investment.
So I would say, like, the biggest news out of the NBA, like, the NBA Finals, like, who gives a shit? The NBA right now is such a bad product because you have two teams who are going to be there again next year because the Cavs are going to work on getting Paul George or whatever kind of combo.
I think the Celts will get Paul George, and I also think they'll get the kid Hayward.
Oh, Gordon
Hayward,
yeah.
They have the kid Tatum they just got from Duke, who's a fucking G. And then they have all the other guys, Crowder, and they got D. Brown.
So Boston
D. Brown.
Do you know who reminds me of D. Brown? He has number 7. he has his haircut, too.
So
just a little bit taller.
All right, so let's say you added one more team in the East and one more team in the West, maybe the Spurs. I don't know. So you have four teams out of 30 who have a legitimate shot. So that means you have 26 markets where you're basically saying, like, hey, let's maybe go to the postseason and whatever. You're not playing for a title.
Right.
That's a bad product.
Yeah.
Right now in the NFL, you can make an argument for half the teams that have a legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah,
in Major League Baseball, every year it's a crapshoot.
But you know what's crazy about the NFL is every single year you start off 0-0 and you're like, Just maybe, we might be a sleeper. Just maybe.
And then
they win like the first two games, and then you're like, what did I fucking tell you? And then they tank and they're 2-10. You're like, fuck.
That sounds like every year for the New York Jets since like 2010.
Hey, man, they had Jumbo Elliott at one point, baby. Come on. Don't forget about that guy.
So I would say that the biggest story out of the NBA right now is obviously the NBA draft. And what comes along with the NBA draft these days is
nothing
everything.
Good for
everything.
The Bulls.
Well, nothing good for pretty much
everybody.
Anybody. So what always happens in the NBA draft? It's like, okay, you get all these players are supposed to be great, and you know a lot of them like fizzle out, never pan out the way they're supposed to. But what always happens now every single year is a player gets drafted, like Dennis Smith Jr., who's a stud at NC State,
right?
Played 1 year there. Team didn't live up to expectations. Head coach brought him in, got fired, yada, yada, yada. So the Mavericks take him. The Dallas Mavericks take him at number 9.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he immediately has to answer for a tweet.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That he sent out. The tweet was, "Everybody has God-given talents. Mine just so happens to be slanging this wood in my pants.
And guess what? He's a fucking he's a great basketball
dude,
player.
Dude, that's why did he have to answer that? That's just a funny joke. That's, so it, that's a, that'll get a retweet from Ferberg. I'll tell you that right now.
So here's the kicker. Okay. Is that was tweeted out on November 5th, 2012. When he would have been 14 years old.
That's funny. The guy has a future in comedy.
Right. So, yeah. Of course like, he does.
He's clearly a talented guy.
Why won't we be getting up at the Improv next week? Because, right, because Dennis Smith Jr. and Steve-O will be taking all the stage time from us.
Slinging they would on the Improv Lab stage.
So that's like the world that we live in right now where you have to answer to tweets that you sent out.
Thank you.
Possibly prepubescent. Those are prepubescent tweets right there.
Well, that's the same thing with like Saturday Night Live. You make it as Saturday Night Live, you have to make your Twitter account fucking private before you go delete all the racist jokes that you made for
anything
for 10 years.
Trevor Noah on The Daily Show and answered all his.
Yeah,
I didn't even make it on the show and I had to delete all my shit on YouTube and Twitter before I even auditioned for it.
Really?
Swear to God.
Oh my God. How is that not like the opening sketch of the new season every year? It's like all the new people meet all the old guys and then they teach you where to delete your tweets, like how to find
and
all your
mine weren't
shit.
Even that good, and I'm like, no one even liked any of them,
right?
But I got to delete these guys,
right? Well, that's because fucking that's
you know how high I had to be to write these.
That's Jezebel's bread and butter, dude. Like those websites, like those gossip websites,
BuzzFeed.
They
shit.
Have people sitting and waiting to find out who's getting in on SNL, so we can destroy them on day fucking.
I know they
one.
Tried to destroy Melissa Villaseñor, and I was like, what?
Yeah, and it was weak.
Homegirl
it was weak.
Hilarious.
It was so weak.
Someone else, another draft pick, number one overall, Markelle Fultz, had a little trouble with social media as well. So he had his Instagram page, right? And it was
it filled up two pages.
Right.
Hit me up, Philly.
It was a shaft and then the head.
It's like those things,
two
like
separate pictures.
Full, like nine panels. Right. It's just penis in front of two titties.
Sure.
I was hacked by Joel Embiid.
Cheetahs and scores. They got on and I don't know how.
Well, so a lot of people don't get it that a lot of these athletes, a lot of these celebrities, like, you know, Kim Kardashian gets X amount of dollars for every tweet she sends out for someone.
Tweet and Instagram.
Yeah, and it's so worth it for those companies because, you know, sure, that might be your marketing budget for the next couple months, but the amount of people who are going to be reached by a Kim Kardashian tweet and are actually going to go out and buy the product because she's wearing it, totally worth it.
Right.
In the case of Markelle Fultz, he had, is it Tissot? T-I-S-S-O-T?
Okay.
I don't know what they are. I honestly don't care.
It's a brand.
They're a brand of something out there, sure. Sportswear, whatever.
Big baller.
So, it's nothing, but they have money for no reason.
So they send the kid a tweet that reads, excited to head to, in parentheses, city. Right. So they basically made the tweet, and all he had to do was like fill the shit in and then hit send, and that's it. And then X amount of dollars for doing that.
Right.
So excited to head to, parentheses, city, and join the, in parentheses, team name, at tissot.us is helping me get started with my, in parentheses, team name watch. Hashtag this is my time, hashtag NBA draft. Which, all right, sounds like a very scripted whatever. All you have to do is type in Philadelphia and the 76ers.
He didn't.
And Markelle Fultz was so goddamn stupid, he just hit send once they sent it over to him. So the tweet that went out actually read, excited to head to, in parentheses, city.
Oh, dude.
And join the team name.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought he was fucking around on that. I was like, I don't understand what this is. Maybe I'm just as dumb as he is.
Maybe dropping out of college after the first year was not.
That reminds me of a Bringer producer who tried to scam
me
into
him.
One of his shows, dude.
Really?
Yeah, he sent me an email and it just said, hey, parentheses, first name. And then like the scam. Trying to get me to do a show.
How long ago was this?
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
I was going to say, you've been doing comedy for a hot minute. If you're still falling for that shit.
No way, dude. It was so fucking funny.
You and Markelle Fultz have a future.
Whatever, Vargas Mason. I don't need the stage time that bad.
Yeah.
Why are you running the light, man? Shut the fuck up.
So I think it's crazy. It's just another reminder for these athletes to just get the fuck off social media. Like that should be an unbelievable heads up already to both those
guys. That's what Instagram is now. Like Instagram is just like easy money if you're famous. That's all it's supposed to be. Like they have their ad stuff built out so well. They're destroying YouTube. It's basically a Facebook property now.
Right.
That's it.
And then I would be Remiss. I believe that's the word I'm looking for. I'm a little bit delirious.
Hey, that is good.
First week back, already using the SAT vocab.
I'm delirious, so I don't know where this is coming from.
From SATs.
I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the Chicago Bulls draft night trade of Jimmy Butler to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I still don't get that.
So it was Jimmy Butler.
I don't either.
It was Jimmy Butler to the Timberwolves for Chris Dunn, who's stud in college.
Garbage for his first year. But sure, everyone right. has well, a bad
yeah, but he was out with Ricky Rubio, so Rubio's getting the majority of the playing time. You know, he.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But
he's not Jimmy Butler.
Thibodeau, though, is the coach in Minnesota, right?
The Bulls coach
right?
is really bad. Fred Hoiberg's bad. He's a college mm-hmm. coach, and we all know that. And the Bulls went, oh, we fucked up with that, too. We'll just we'll have him go 2 more years because he's owed $50 million each year on his contract. So you're not going to give that money up. So we're going to be like, yeah, we're going to back up Fred. We're going to trade up. We're going to trade everybody. We're going to tank for the first 2 years. Which they're going to do, and they're going to get probably the number one and the number two pick in the draft, and guess what? They'll probably fuck that up, too. That's all they fucking do. Gar Foreman and John Paxson, all they do is fuck everything up. That's all they've done. That's all they've done.
This is why I love it, because Chicago sports fans are so passionate.
I love it.
That this is how, like, they're...
And John Paxson won me a world championship. He won a championship
with that three ball,
clutch hitting three pointer,
yeah, right against the Suns, right.
Love it.
Yeah,
stick to what you know, shooting three pointers.
But this is how great. So Brady's obviously passionate about Chicago sports.
Right. I hate
this.
The
is how passionate other people in Chicago are as well. That they've already started a GoFundMe page to get the entire front office, Gar Foreman, John Paxson, and Jerry Reinsdorf ousted.
All they need is $15,000, and they can put up a billboard. And if not, the proceeds go to like the Boys and Girls Club of like South
Beautiful.
Chicago.
Cool. Beautiful.
Cool.
So you're also getting Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine, great. Who
Zach
great
LaVine
talent.
Dunk contest or Zach LaVine that tore his ACL?
That tore his ACL, yeah, was great. Out for the entire year, fresh off that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bulls love these guys. Love, come on in. Doors open.
Well, listen, what do you Chicago crutches, is or? Known for very good orthopedic surgeons. It's a very good medical town.
I thought you were going to say deep dish pizza.
Also, well, the same thing. You know, you cut through a deep dish pizza, you basically know how to repair an ACL.
You basically know how to rip into a human
being. That's good.
Being.
I like how you twisted like that in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So not that anyone needed to know that this was
that
a pretty ridiculous trade, at least as of right now. You never know.
Right.
But, I mean, and then you give Dwayne Wade a $24 million option to opt back in. And he's like, yeah, why wouldn't I?
Right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I love your post. What was like kind of go through your post again that you put on there. Like,
I don't remember
like,
what I wrote.
How is this even an option? What's the other choice
yeah.
here?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
No, I don't want your money.
There is no other option.
I don't want your money.
And
no,
if you're retarded, there is no other option. Yeah. Unless you're a dumb asshole and be like, you know what, we're good. You guys keep that and go ahead and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go over here to the Pacers and get 10 mil. Yeah. Great.
Nice.
Take care.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, and then the Bulls traded away, or what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Well, this was just to say that, you know, like everyone who has a pulse that isn't a binary code, like everybody pretty much understands that this is a bad trade. That it's great for Tom Thibodeau and the Timberwolves.
I still think they need one more piece, but yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, it's still like on the surface, like fuck those guys, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of their roster, they got Wiggins, you got Butler, you got
Towns.
I mean, Carl Towns Anthony is Towns, a fucking yeah. stud,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like Jimmy Butler's not that kind of leader. He's a Scottie Pippen. He's not really a Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Butler's a stud. He'll get you 24-10 probably every other night.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a leader. There's proven
is
leaders.
Towns not that guy?
Towns is, I don't know, maybe. I think Towns is more of like a Anthony Davis. He's star power, but he's not the guy that's going to be like, guys, come here, we're fucking up. You know, everyone needs that one guy. Like
right.
a Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. LeBron James is LeBron James.
Right, Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Like look at Kawhi Leonard. He's a great ball player. He's another Jimmy Butler.
Right.
He's not the vocal guy that will grab you by the balls and be like, hey, here's how we need to be. Right.
Did the Spurs ever have that guy? Was it ever? Was
Tim
it
Duncan.
Duncan? Was Duncan the guy 100%. That would grab balls and yeah, be like, hey, you suck.
What if behind Dude, the David scenes, Robinson. Like in the locker room, he was just dropping N-bomb after N-bomb. Like it just as loud yeah, yeah, as he, yeah. you know,
the
basically as loud.
Was the greatest front piece in the history of yes. sports. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? I remember when he got drafted and I'm like, God, I'm that fucking old.
Yeah.
Like I remember him getting drafted
at
Wake Forest. 98,
99, that time.
Moochie Norris.
Fun of metal. What an awful name. That's like girls calling you the big .2 seconder.
Well, I think the big fundamental. We did a podcast 2 years ago. The great Barry Murphy was with us. He and we all tried to like, you know, give it nicknames to our, like, act in bed, like, you know, related to an NBA right. player, I'm like, I'm the big fundamental. I come in, I get the job done.
Right, right. you box out.
Nothing flashy. Exactly.
Sure,
nothing
you box flashy. Out. You get the rebounds. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You don't neglect the court. You right. spread it out.
You play a lot of good defense. Sure. You know,
I let the coach know when I'm done. Right. You know, like, yeah, you bring somebody else in. It's...
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're a team player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never overwork yourself. You want to save it for the next game.
The big fundamental.
That's so anyway, so some dude tried doing this trade on NBA 2K. You know, the video game, NBA 2K.
Okay, okay.
And here's what the virtual GM, Austin Newsom, GM of the Bulls, said. You're asking me to give away a valuable asset, Jimmy Butler, when none of the assets I get back seem nearly as valuable. That's not happening. So the trade got rejected in the video game. And over and over and over again, it just gets rejected.
Hilarious.
But in real life, it's a go.
Oh, you bet, dude. John Paxson, Gar Foreman, dude, those guys have no clue what they're doing. Zero. And Derrick Rose landed in their fucking lap when they got that number one pick, the lottery pick, when it was a actual lottery.
Right.
Instead of them going, it's the lottery, but you and you and you get the picks.
Like, this is just correct. Further proof that Adam Silver has learned the lesson of the...
Oh, he gets booed now. Did you hear he gets booed?
He gets booed. Well, you
he
have...
gets booed when he comes out now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why? What did he do?
He's playing the role.
Yeah, well, you have to, and that's why
he's not as bad as what's his face.
The David Stern, and then who plays? Who's the point guard for the Clippers? They're supposed to go to the Lakers a few years
Chris
ago.
Paul.
Chris Paul. That was like the lesson that they learned. Like, don't block a trade that gives one of your superstar teams a superstar player.
Wait,
right.
do
it.
Do you have
don't
to be
get in the way?
Do you have to be Jewish to be the commissioner? Is that 100%. What it is?
I think so.
This is the world in which we live. You've got
you have to be Jewish, and that's like everyone move out of the
you
way.
Got Adam Silver
is Roger Goodell Jewish? Bud Selig was.
Goodell Bud is. Selig I think was. Goodell is Irish. I think
see,
an
just
Irish
once
name.
I want to see it like,
or like a Welsh
nice...
name. I think Goodell's a Welsh name.
Mm-hmm. Probably married to
Goodell's got to be. He's got to have some Jew in him somewhere.
Probably related to like the. Is it the Rothschilds? The rich. The
Rothschilds. I just want you to know the Rothschilds.
They're the devil. They're the devil.
They've birthed every
and
major
so is Goodell.
Commissioner.
yeah, right.
Every sports commissioner came from the Rothschilds family.
Speaking of the devil, let's move on here in the hot mess. I love this headline from Busted Coverage. Jim Irsay seemed a little thirsty last night on Twitter.
Jesus.
Did you
what
see
did he,
the tweet?
Was he just blatantly asking for pussy? What happened?
So, yeah. So, he just, like, finds these models or whatever, and this time the girl's name was Teresa McLeod. I haven't jerked off to her yet.
This guy's married, probably, right?
Irsay?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No.
I think he's so fucked up on drugs all the time. Like, when he gives an interview, you have to, like, adjust your – when he's, like, let's say NBC is interviewing him on Sunday Night Football or whatever.
Right.
You have to adjust your color, like your red, because his face is so red. It looks like he's either been tanning all day.
Is he a owner?
Yeah, he's the owner of the Colts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's always so red-faced where it's like, holy shit.
Simpsons. Like, are they supposed to be yellow? I don't know.
Yeah, right. Everyone's just adjusting the color, the tint on their TV. Yeah, he's pretty red-faced. Remember, he also got, like, pulled over that time, and he had, like, all these painkillers and like $20,000 in cash on
right.
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man, the guy's got to make his money. He made that stupid contract.
And yeah, now he's thirsty. So he basically hit up Teresa McLeod or McLeod, whatever her name is. M A C L E O D.
What does she do?
McLeod, is that how you'd say that? McLeod?
McLeod. I think it depends.
So she responded to him, I will execute your wishes, but I want to fuck the shit out of you. And then he just replied at her.
So she tweeted at him publicly?
I don't know if she tweeted like at him or if she was just saying like anybody out there. I will execute your wishes, but I want to fuck the shit out of you. And instead of the you and fuck, it's a bunch of grapes.
It sounds like
so.
I
don't know what that means.
It sounds
I'm not,
like
I'm
fuck
not
the wine out of you.
Like, so yeah. Not only will she fuck the shit out of you, but then she'll also like do your taxes or clean your yard. Like
oh, that's
it sounds
good,
like
that's a good.
It
check.
Sounds mm-hmm. like it sounds like she's just the best girl ever.
Yeah, I don't think she meant it. I think it was like a little bit maybe just trying to be like sexy and whatever.
Okay.
Like she's not really going to come over and
right.
fuck
yeah,
the shit
yeah,
out
yeah.
of you. But Jim Irsay didn't get that. So 5 minutes later, he was like, hey.
Right. And yeah, these are just one of those tweets that NBC would have her delete when she got hired on SNL.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I love the headline. That basically is like part of our NFL coverage because it's just been so slow. I was like, you know, looking at what's going on in the NFL, right. And I completely missed the fact that Vegas released the over-unders, the win totals, on the win totals, so the regular season win totals. Brady Matthews, Bears fan, take a guess at how many wins the Chicago Bears are projected to get in the 2017 NFL season.
Six.
Ah, pretty good. 5.5.
That's awful.
Okay.
One that's not only awful, the first year that Ryan Pace and John Fox came to the team, they went almost they barely won three games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they won three games again the next season. Now this season they're supposed to win five. So what are we projecting next year? Seven? What the fuck?
Incremental.
Trust the process.
Rebuild? Dude, I haven't seen football in 100 years so far. The Cubs won the World Series, and they're already playing again. That's how long it takes to get more fucking football? What the fuck? I watched the CFL the other day, and I wonder if I can rip my eyeballs out.
Jesus, you're that obsessed with football that you have to watch the CFL.
Love football.
My God, just buy
I watched lingerie football the other day, online.
Nice.
No, you
and
have
not,
to. Lingerie football has had some good shit lately.
Purposes. You were watching for distinct fundamentals. You wanted to see the three-point stance, the blocking, and everything.
And the boobs.
This man is obsessed with football.
I have a question for you guys. Does Conor McGregor have a shot at beating Floyd Mayweather?
They're going to make it fun, but no.
Yeah, does he even land a punch?
I think he lands a couple punches, but he goes down.
You think he's going to go down? No way.
You don't think so?
No. No, no.
I wonder.
Mayweather's 40. He's 28, and he's a fucking... He's retarded. He's clinically... You see people, and you never look in their faces, and you're like, oh, something's
he's
off.
He's missing.
Something's definitely off.
His eyes can't focus.
No, he's crazy,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And what's if you fought the UFC, you've seen the battlefield.
Right.
Mayweather's... He's been sitting in the stance.
These guys literally fight in shit. Human shit.
There you go.
Other people's shit.
See what we do here? We bring everything right back around.
Exactly. Nice callback. That is.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
The thing about McGregor, what is the penalty in boxing if you kick somebody?
You're disqualified. And I'm pretty sure you're kicked out of the league forever.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do it again.
I would bet on that. I wonder if you can bet on that he gets disqualified from kicking because
he overthinks himself, and then suddenly when he's about to go down, he tries to drop.
Oh, so
he just forgets.
Draymond Green. He pulls a Draymond Green.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, but it's just like in his head. Like it's just probably ingrained in his head. Like when someone comes that he kicks or something.
When someone tries to box you, you try to give an armbar, or you try to kick to the legs,
or you can do a Tyson and just bite his fucking ear off.
Right. Well, hopefully there's blood or
but
shit.
You know what happens sometimes in boxing. Matches and I don't know if it's in the heat of the moment or the two guys just are really, really tired, is you'll get your arms caught up with each other and then one guy tries to break the other guy's fucking arm. Do you ever see that?
Yeah, like it's like Daredevil,
right? And I'm like, McGregor could do that in fucking 0.2 seconds to brittle bones Floyd.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so
we've all seen John Wick.
Which one? One or two?
Both are great.
They are great.
I'm so glad that you guys brought up John Wick, because it reminds me
What's
of
up, John. You working?
It Something reminds like me that, of this morning. So,
good night.
So my wife and I are trying to have a kid, and it's not going well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I have to go see a urologist. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to rule out everything.
Sure.
Like if it's me, I don't care. That's fine. Great. I'm going to go get Joe Montana or some shit. Like to give me a sample.
get a black guy, dude. Yeah. Get a black guy, because that kid's going to be an athlete then.
So we just need to know. So on Friday I have to go give another. I'll finally make it in Hollywood.
That's all I want, dude. Nothing against you, because you have a good genetic build. I'm just saying. What's your vertical?
Not very good. So I've got to go in on Friday, and I have to give a semen sample again.
Okay.
So you never really want to let it go more than 3 days, because then they just start dying out or whatever. So this morning I had to clean out my gun, so to speak, punch my clown.
Put it in a cup or something?
No. Just clean it out so that when I go in on Friday, I've got 3 days of good boys swimming around in there.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So, I'm on a site called SpankBang.com.
It shut down my iPad.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
SpankBang did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of those sites are absolute garbage.
Oh, dude, it ruined my iPad, and I can't get it off, and I'm embarrassed to get it fixed.
I get more like my slowdown from like Bro Bible and like the Chicago Tribune than I get from SpankBang.
Same thing. I just pop up windows, dude. The least you can do, though, is make them a little bit more fun to watch.
I just go to my one and only RedTube, and we hang out for a hot minute. Nice. And then we're good.
All right. I'm more of a Pornhub guy, but hey, to each his or her own.
Too many videos that are like, you can tell that they put a lot of money into them.
Right.
I want to see videos where it looks like someone just shot it with their iPhone. You know what I'm saying? I want to see some screw-ups.
Boy, this is where Pornhub took like a new leap and bound. So the guy that was going to try to run up against Putin in Russia, he made like a political movie about Putin. Pornhub put that movie on their website.
Come on!
Yeah, I'm not making... It's not even about porn anymore. Now it's just politics.
Well, so you're kind of... I'm glad you told that story because it kind of leads into what I'm about to... tell you is that, like, so you go through on Spank Bang and it's got, like, you know, moms in control and you're like, all right, all right, here
That's
we go.
That's what makes
all
that
right,
site special. You get a lot more full movies on that one. You know, no
yes,
clips.
You do.
You're not getting clips. You're getting credits.
Well, you get like Naughty America and Browsers, like what's just been released. Someone's ripped it already and put it on there, and you have like one or two days.
That's why you
to
get
like,
the ads that shut your shit down, dude.
Right. Well, no, I get one pop-up, and after that, I'm good.
Nice.
Although I'm sure they're running plenty of shit on my computers.
You got to get an ad blocker, Brady. You got to get an ad blocker.
I'm not trying to buy any software at this point. I just want to fucking get in, get out. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to stay at the club.
So I'm going through and you see like, you know, Alexis Texas, you know, and you know, any of these, the girls, Darla Crane, Ariella Ferreira, they're all like, you see all these videos, you go and you see like, you know, BBC takes down fat white bitch or some shit like that. And I'm a big title guy, you know, like if I see something like, if I see something raunchy, like really bad, like, you know, Lexington Steel rips Alexis Texas's cunt. Like I'm not opening that. Like I don't want to see that. Like I'm not in the mood anymore. Like
she,
you know,
she becomes Omarosa, Oklahoma. Like it's totally different. Now.
Yeah.
She becomes unemployed. So you're seeing all these porn videos, right? So porn. And then on page 3, somebody uploaded John Wick 2. Part 2.
That's funny.
So nice, it gets me thinking.
What are you doing on Spank Bang? Hey, I'm watching the new movie. I'm watching the new Lord of the Rings, baby. Sit down. Let's watch it.
So exactly. So I'm sitting there. I was just kind of like, well, what if all of a sudden, like, you know, the new Will Ferrell movie, The House, comes out this Friday?
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, what if someone goes and, like, rips that movie, and I'm just sitting there on, like, a Friday morning or something, and and all of a sudden someone downloaded that. I might all of a sudden say, you know what, change gears here a little bit and let's get ready to laugh a little bit. Instead of laughing out of my penis, let's get ready to laugh like the normal way.
The thing is, I'd be terrified of, like, someone had put up War for the Planet of the Apes, because then you still don't know. Yeah. It still could just be ape porn. You're not 100%
might
sure.
Might be the parody.
Right, yeah.
They
just
forget to put the parody
and
XXX.
Maybe it's really good. Yeah. But I just, surprisingly, this is not that bad.
They still have all the same motion.
They all have the
technology.
Makeup on, but the apes actually have like a nice pussy.
It's like the duck tits.
Did you see
Howard
the dick
the
on that ape? Or was it white?
Dude, they had Smurf porn. I've seen Smurf porn before where they're all just like painted in blue, and then like as they're going at it, like the paint starts wearing off.
The paint comes off,
It's like, boy, man, I really hope that was not lead-based paint because it's inside of her now.
That sucks. You know you're at a bad place in your porn career when they're like, yo, I got a job for you. Be there Thursday. You're dressing up as a Smurf. And you're like, what? Hello? What? Like, that's kind
of... It's either that or you lose out on $5,000.
Right.
One of the two.
And you're going to be banging dudes. Wait, huh? What? No.
Would it be worse actually being one of the Smurfs or being like cast to play Gargamel? Because Gargamel actually fucked one of the Smurfs.
Who's Gargamel?
Well, probably
Smurfette. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, Smurfette, that's the only one. So I just assume it's just a big gangbang movie.
Yeah, hey, you're going to be in every single scene.
What about the hot female gremlin? She was pretty hot.
The female gremlin. I don't remember.
Do you remember
that.
Her? No. You remember Gremlins?
I was too like terrified.
She had like
I was
lipstick and like a dress on. Do you remember?
I think that might have been a cross dresser. That might have been Eliza Minnelli.
Sorry, I started doing cocaine at 8.
Summer of 89, baby. It was a good one.
Well, to bring that to a close, so I'm sitting there and it makes me smile as I'm like serving through material to clean out my shit. I'm sitting there going through and I'm laughing. And then, like, I kind of get distracted because I'm like, what kind of jokes can I come up with here? Right. So all of a sudden I start going, like, you know, let's write down some jokes about this. Because you know that at least one or two guys out there was looking to just basically waste a kid.
Right.
And all of a sudden saw John Wick Part 2 and said, you know, I'm down. Yeah, John Wick Part 2 sounds good. And then spent the next like 90
good.
Minutes.
The
yeah,
first one was good. But
I think we've exhausted.
Yeah, I don't
all
need,
the sports news.
I don't need anything else. Like,
that's basically out
wins.
There. All right, so let's jump into the pile, fellas.
All right.
All right. So we've made this to where you are now the lawyer.
Okay, I'm
the Adam
lawyer.
Ferberg, okay. The distinguished attorney out of Glendale.
Esquire.
Sure. And the Honorable Brady Matthews, you are on the throne.
Okay.
The Do they bench. Call the throne the bench? Excuse
the bench,
me, yeah.
If you will.
Doesn't sound
right. Yeah.
I'm the judge.
Yeah.
A stunning news today. Stunning news today, out of Brown County, Wisconsin, which is where Green Bay is.
Sure.
Former NFL running back Amon Green was arrested
Sunday.
Oh, I saw that.
The what pride of Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the matter with running backs from Nebraska?
Dude.
Lawrence Phillips? Amon Green?
Dude, Tom Osborne let them do whatever the fuck they wanted. God.
That's why I'm like, when I hear about the Rick Pitino thing, I'm like, no shit. He let them do whatever they wanted. He needs ball players. And no offense, most ball players love to fucking...
Pound
be fucking fuck ups.
Yeah. Do whatever the fuck they want.
And they get to do whatever the fuck they want.
And based on Rick Pitino's fucking resume, odds are he was there 5 nights a week.
Pretty much, yeah. He picked him up like an Uber.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. He's making a couple bucks on the side.
Amon Green arrested for allegedly hitting his 15-year-old daughter in the face during
the
a dispute over getting her to do the dishes.
Oh,
wouldn't
Jesus.
Do the dishes. Amon Green smacks her in the face.
Guess what? I'm staying with mom from now on.
Yeah. Adam Ferberg, defend this guy.
I can't.
I wouldn't want to.
Your Honor, this guy deserves whatever punishment he gets. He smacked his fucking daughter in the face. Fuck that guy. I'm not putting my career on the line for this asshole.
Listen, I throw the book at him. Fucking lock him up because he's going to do it again. And also, if it's your boy, if it's your kid, hey, you can smack him in the fucking head if he's being a dick and not doing the dishes. I've done it. I've been there. My mom smacked me so hard.
Right.
I went to my room, and then I came back downstairs and said, I'm sorry.
Concussion protocol,
right.
Yeah.
But you can't hit a fucking girl. One, if it's 15 in the face, because now she's a little bit damaged because her dad just fucking smacked her in the goddamn
right.
dome. I didn't mean to cut you up, but lock him up.
You're a 40-year-old man hitting your 15-year-old daughter in the face. Like, hey, congratulations on waiting to 25 to actually, you know, have a kid. But fucking amen. What do you think she said to him, Mike? I can't do the dishes because I'm going to fumble them more than you did. Like, you know, I can't hold on to the dishes, much like, you know, how you couldn't hold on to the football. So that's.
Okay, yeah, I can't defend that.
Okay, good. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Turned a corner here in the last couple
of months. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've defended some real assholes, but not someone who smacked his daughter in the face. I'll defend a murderer, but not a child beater.
Here's a good one. Columbia man arrested after driving his Volkswagen through the Mizzou Arena. Nathaniel J. Conant, 23 years old, accused of driving a Volkswagen into Mizzou Arena and causing $100,000 in damage early Sunday. It says here they arrested him. He claims he drove a Volkswagen Passat through a closed gate on the south side of Mizzou Arena early Sunday and then entered the basketball stadium by driving through a loading dock door. He damaged at least 2 golf carts while driving around inside the stadium before leaning through the same loading dock gate. While driving from the property, he rammed through the press gate near the stadium.
Nice. All right, I got this one lined up.
So yeah, defend your client.
First of all, this was a viral advertisement for the Volkswagen Passat. When was the last time any of us knew someone who drove a Volkswagen Passat? They needed the press. They needed the advertising. This car could take that kind of a beating. It was very important for Volkswagen to get this news out there. Number two, who gives a shit about Mizzou sports? No one has in a very long time. They were kind of good with Chase Daniel on football for like 10 years ago. Basketball, who gives a shit? This is trying to get Mizzou sports back on the map. They can't win in a goddamn thing. Let's have a guy drive through. First of all, $100,000 worth of damage. It would be worth that if anyone at Mizzou would win anything. So we gotta bring it all back. Also, the Volkswagen advertising could easily pay for that. I say no penalties at all for this guy, and then hire him to be the guy that shoots the T-shirts up into the stands during the games.
I like it. I say 2 years probation and 80 hours of community service.
There we go.
I like it. So was it Volkswagen or Mitsubishi who used to do the, like, trendy song commercials? Another day.
Oh, you know, it was totally Volkswagen because they were. It was the old Beetle commercials. That
oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was just part of that.
They would try to sell the Beetle like it was an iMac. Remember that? Where you couldn't tell the difference between a Beetle commercial and an iMac commercial.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I hate both.
I love it. The crew at Busted Coverage basically agrees with Mr. Furberg here on
Thank
this.
You.
Mizzou Arena should be no stranger to shit shows, considering their men's basketball team was 8-24 last season and lost 16 conference games.
Dude, that's the most. That's the most advertising that Mizzou sports has gotten in 10 years.
Yeah. So yeah. I think you guys hit the head on that one.
Thank you.
Here we go. New York Jets linebacker Lorenzo Malden was arrested on Wednesday, June 21st, in New York City after he allegedly punched a man in the face at a nightclub.
Who? Where? Where did he punch him?
It said that the alleged incident took place on April 2nd. It said he turned himself in for alleged nightclub assault, may face up to a year in jail.
Do you know where it took place?
It said...
Who's this guy?
At the Highline Ballroom.
In New York?
Yeah, that it was sparked by the spilling of champagne.
Okay, well...
Now, depending on what bottle of champagne here, you might want to roll with that.
Listen, if it was Dom Perignon, 85, then holy shit, we're all smacking that guy in the face. The guy's lucky that he didn't get the bottle across the jaw, first of all.
That he didn't go all Larry Sanders, former Milwaukee Bucks great Larry Sanders on him. He did that. He smashed the guy in the face with a
really
bottle.
I was hoping that was going to be a Gary Shandling reference. But then again, any Larry Sanders reference really is, right?
Right.
What a great
show. Oh, amazing.
What a great show. Can you agree, Your Honor, that Larry Sanders show is one of the best shows of the 1990s, if not of all time?
The Larry Sanders Show.
Hey now.
Hey now. first of all, we have the Gary Shandling defense. Number two... we have the Skyline Ballroom where the gentleman spilled Dom Perignon 85, which would deserve glass across the jaw. No doubt about that. Maybe even in the nose or in one of his eyes, depending on who spilled what where.
Would you like to take a picture at the victim, Mr. Ferber?
Yes, let's see. Oh, that guy's guilty. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. He's not smiling. He's looking. He looks like he said something and spilled something. He gets it. So, Your Honor, I say that this gentleman deserves nothing more than the complete Larry Sanders collection on Blu-ray, and that's the penalty.
Dismissed.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. I love it because we always side with the athletes here for the most part, except for Amon Green.
Except
so 95% of the time, like, the Honorable Brady Matthews is the judge you want to see.
You bet.
Right.
You know, when you get yourself
just
into
don't hit your
he
kids.
Pays attention to about 20% of what's happening.
Right. Other time, he's paying attention to the big three.
Yeah, by the way, this is going to not end well.
No.
I'm sorry. I was watching a little bit of this. These guys are about to fucking beat the shit out of each other.
Also, you can see people.
Well, Charles Oakley's one of the coaches, isn't he?
No, when you're this old, you're cranky, one. Two, you're not very good anymore. And three, you're watching half-court basketball with no dunks. I mean, WNBA at this point is better than this shit.
Right.
No one's dunking? No one's allowed to dunk? Oh.
This is the XFL.
Fight. Fight. Okay, no, fight.
He just fucking had almost a great dunk.
Watch this. So close.
Wait, did he try to dunk?
I think he tried to throw it.
He did, and then someone
tried to
blocked.
Throw it down, yeah.
Rashad McCants. I remember he played for North Carolina.
Yeah. Now he's... Well, gentlemen, that concludes the segment that we like to call the pile here, which means we only have time for one more segment. It's my favorite part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
July 4th is next Tuesday, gentlemen, which I'm assuming, I'll ask you right now, do you want to meet up next Tuesday for a show?
Yeah, I'll be gone.
Yeah, probably not.
If you want to come see me Wednesday in the belly room, I'm doing that stupid dance thing that Justine Marino does.
What is this?
Oh, I've heard of that show.
Yeah, it's Stand Up to the Streets. It's basically a ripoff of Roast Battles. So.
Okay.
It's the same kind of format.
So who are you dancing with?
Jay Monopar.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
No, Jay's great. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I don't know. Check it out.
Nice.
So that's Wednesday night.
I just ripped on the show. Hopefully no one listens.
That's Wednesday. I'll be at Furberg's show.
Yeah, we're doing another one over at the Liquid Zoo, which you did a couple of weeks ago, last week, which was we're working on building it up.
I was going to say, next time tell the staff to shut the fuck up.
We did. We had to at one point.
Because why were they being so loud? Like, don't they know there's a comedy show happening?
Right. The problem is that the room is also a mic on Sundays, and so we just have to kind of power through it. Yeah. So
no, I had a great time. You'll have fun. It's fun.
Yeah. No, we're building up the audience.
It's good to work out new bits.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Well, next week is a very important day, you know, July 4th. It's a very important day in the history of this great country.
Halloween.
The United States.
Right.
That's a great day for Detroit, usually.
Yeah.
That's almost like Halloween in Detroit is pretty much where they got The Purge from. It's like, all right, one night of the year, 24 hours, you guys get to go around and be shit dicks for 24 hours.
That's so true.
Of course. Of course, we're talking about Independence Day, July 4th, and, you know, Independence Day, I'm thinking like hanging out with families, you're grilling, you're watching baseball, you're looking at chicks on the beach in bikinis, it's, you know, kiddie pools if you're in Wisconsin, it's the ocean if you're out here in California, it's beach time and basically just nothing but unbelievable food, am I right?
Abandoned buildings if you live in Detroit.
Either way, you're grilling, one of the two.
Another day at Walmart because they're going to be open on July 4th or Independence Day deals.
Spoon, maybe.
So I decided to, we've done this before, I think, for Thanksgiving. Okay. I decided to say, is this, you know, I came up with a couple of popular July 4th dishes, according to allrecipes.com.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to, you know, basically use Urban Dictionary on the other side of things and basically, the fact or fudge question this week is this a popular July 4th dish?
Ooh, okay.
Or something disgusting that you would find on Urban Dictionary?
Can it be both?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, we'll double check. We'll double check.
Is
this
a July 4th
sure.
dish or something you found on Urban Dictionary? Is that what you said?
The what? Yeah, is this... So, fact or fudge tonight is... The question is, is this a dish, a popular July 4th dish, according to allrecipes.com, or is this something disgusting you would find on urbandictionary.com?
Perfect. Let's find out.
Brady Matthews, you are like the reigning champion.
I mean, I don't lose, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, I don't lose. Side note, I'd like to thank you for showering before tonight's show. That was really nice. I mean, you could tell that you missed us.
Sure. Of course. I wanted to look fresh for you guys. Okay. Oh, is that the shirt that we gave to you?
No, this is a different shirt, but I do wear that shirt quite often.
I was going to say, I like that shirt, too.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's it. Compliments all done. Let's play.
Beautiful. Here we go. So, Brady Matthews, defending champion, you are up first. Is this a popular July 4th dish or something disgusting you would find on Urban Dictionary? Spicy watermelon.
It's July 4th dish.
That is correct. Spicy watermelon. Watermelon cubes are tossed with plenty of cumin. C-U-M-I-N.
Jackie and I make that.
Is it cumin? Is it really called cumin?
I think it's cumin.
Cumin.
Yeah.
Well, just
but
for this segment,
it's a lot more fun if you say cumin. I think cumin is the thing.
I do that all the time. We're like, where are you at? And I'm like, I'm on my way. I'm coming.
Coriander and chili powder for a spicy twist on a summertime favorite. Right. 19 loves.
Little Lucas at the end of the day.
That's a recipe from Fever Dream on allrecipes.com.
Nice.
All right. Adam Ferberg, already in a hole, 1-0.
Okay.
Is this a popular July 4th dish or something disgusting you would find on urbandictionary.com? Daddy's fried corn and onions.
That is a something on urbandictionary.com.
Yeah. That is incorrect. That is from allrecipes.com.
Really?
Four and a half stars. Yeah,
dude,
four and a half stars.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go home. Me and the girl, we're going to go to bed, and we're going to invent the daddy's old corn, and then we're going to put it on.
I'll be honest with you.
You might need her to sign a waiver.
I'm not saying she's going to like it.
Grab a packet of ranch, a rusty nail.
Ferberg won't be with us for the next 18 to 24 months.
I'm going to start a profile. We're going to fill this out.
It says here, combining my two favorites, fried onions and fresh corn, my husband came up with this very simple, delicious side dish. Daddy's fried corn and onions,
which
involves
our bodily fluids.
And I love it's daddy's.
Yeah.
Like, huh? Gross.
It's something to do with Amon Green.
Oh, man.
Too soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, that's what I do.
Thank you very much.
So 1-0 after one round here. 1-0. Champion Brady Matthews.
Thank you.
You are up.
I took Greg Dean's comedy class.
Dean's.
Is this a popular July 4th dish or something disgusting you can find on Urban Dictionary? Grandpa's classic Coney sauce.
That's Urban Dictionary.
It's
be. Not. It's what?
Real.
It is a dish on allrecipes.com.
Grandpa's sauce? So we've
ground had, beef.
We've had no Urban Dictionaries. It's all
not
the
yet.
Recipe so far. Okay.
So far. That yeah. I was just looking through this, and I'm like, oh, my God,
TG's
this is going to be amazing.
For a loop.
Yeah.
Ground beef is simmered in a tangy sauce with onion. My grandfather owned a drive-in restaurant back in the 1950s. This is his exact recipe for Coney dogs from back in the day. I make this on special occasions, and it is always a hit with friends and family. Enjoy. 95 loves, 4.5 stars. Recipe from Sean S.
Okay.
All
like
right.
How all these recipes are written in the first person. I'm hoping that the UrbanDictionary.com entries are as well.
Of course. Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
Here we go. American Tasty Cake. Adam Ferberg. American Tasty Cake.
I have to go Urban Dictionary. That has to be an Urban
That is correct.
Yes.
Welcome
wow,
to the scoreboard.
Yes.
1-1.
Not have said that.
Yes.
So if you're keeping score at home, Daddy's Fried Corn and Onions is a recipe.
Not, but American Tasty Cake.
American Tasty Cake is an Urban Dictionary sex right. move. It is where a fat couple have sex while eating tasty cake foods.
You have to read it in the first person. Like their grandfather gave it to you.
At the end, my grandpa shits in the girl's mouth, and then she eats it.
That is absolutely...
A fat couple has sex while eating tasty cake foods. At the end, the man shits in the girl's mouth, and she eats it. In a sentence, American tasty cakes are a good way to finish the day. Ferber, congratulations. You're on the board. We've got a tie game here in Factor Fudge. At the Daily Upper Decker. Anybody's game.
Fuck yeah.
Who's winning? The Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I incorporated that line into the CBO score the other day.
I know. I saw it. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bacon aficionado.
Bacon aficionado?
Bacon aficionado. Urban Dictionary or July 4th recipe?
Tough. July 4th.
That is incorrect.
I felt.
It's tough.
I felt.
That's
bacon
tough.
Aficionado is women who love sex with men only. That's, so it's like missionary?
That's has nothing to do with bacon? It has nothing to do with bacon?
That is just
no.
a slur, my friend.
Because listen, if you're going to say bacon aficionado, you jizz in her and then you put a piece of bacon in her pussy.
Right.
That
makes total sense to me.
Thank you, Ferberger.
Yeah.
I just it's on Urban Dictionary.
Well, what if you're Jewish? But you're still into nothing but penis. Like, you're not... Like, if you're an observant gay Jew. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Well, I'll get my intern, okay. Rakesh, on it. It's a big one. Ferberg, you could take the lead here.
Okay.
And that would force our reigning champion, Brady Matthews,
right.
to get his next one correct, or else the game's over.
Got it.
Okay. Boston baked beans. July 4th recipe. Or Urban Dictionary sex move.
I gotta
or
go like Urban discuss. Dictionary.
No, it's actually a recipe.
Yeah, it's a recipe.
Isn't that unbelievable? That's the greatest part of this game is that you guys look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, man, God, that's gotta be something involving the anus.
Listen, that has to be.
Both?
That's gotta be, like, it's written from the perspective of David Ortiz.
My mom even used to make Boston baked beans.
Listen, David Ortiz has definitely pulled off the Boston baked beans on some unwitting girl. At Fenway after a good fourth.
Hold on.
Game.
We might have both here. We might have both.
I mean,
all right,
technically,
so,
you could always have both.
According to... Well, I've been double checking these.
Double-clicking.
Boston baked beans, according to July 4th side dish recipes at allrecipes.com. This recipe for Boston baked beans uses navy beans, molasses, brown sugar, and ketchup to create a wonderful old-fashioned baked bean flavor. According to Urban Dictionary... Boston baked beans, to place your testicles inside a woman's ass and then remove them after they have become brown and place them in her mouth. That totally sounds like David Ortiz.
David Ortiz has done that to somebody.
That's how in the 2004 World Series, or in the postseason, he hit 614.
Right, exactly.
He's Boston
he hit, like,
baked beaning every chick.
Against St. Louis, dude.
Just making sure those beans were fresh.
Well, he had to. After the roids, he had to make sure that they existed somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to be used in a sentence here, this is always the best.
Great.
I gave Susan a nice helping of Boston baked beans last night after dinner. I hope that bitch can keep the Bush's secret family recipe.
Nice. That's going to be a commercial. The talking dog's going to talk about that one in the next commercial.
The Boston baked beans. Yeah. So that's actually, congratulations, you're on the board.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Really, that counts too?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll get a 20. So Brady, yeah, this is big for you. If you get it, the game goes to Furberg. If not, the game is over.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he'll get a chance to,
sure,
to whatever. Okay. Is this a July 4th recipe found on allrecipes.com, or is this an Urban Dictionary sex move? Jesus Christ.
What a move.
Springer. Calico bean casserole. Calico bean casserole.
Urban Dictionary.
That is incorrect. It is kidney beans, baked beans, and butter beans combined with ground beef, bacon, and onion in this hearty dish. You can also put the ingredients into a slow cooker and cook for about 8 hours on low.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.